This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Iran and the P5 plus one countries end their third round of talks to reach a comprehensive agreement following last November's interim nuclear deal on Tehran's nuclear energy program. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and the EU's Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton spoke to reporters after the meeting. Iran's top diplomat said the two sides have agreed to resume their negotiations on May the 13th. Later, Zarif took questions from journalists at a separate news conference. He said Tehran will continue its peaceful nuclear activities and nothing can be imposed on Iran in this regard. Elsewhere, Zarif said Iran will not allow its military defensive program to be tied to the talks with the P5 plus one.
We should stress that anything which is related to Iran's defense capability has no room in these negotiations. What has been agreed upon in the joint action plan is the fact that Iran is not seeking nukes. And if Iran is not seeking nukes, so there will be no point in dealing with other issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iran has concluded the third round of talks with the P5 plus one, the permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany, over its nuclear energy program. Both sides say the talks have been constructive, but there are deep differences as well.
We have now held substantive and detailed discussions covering all the issues which will need to be part of a comprehensive agreement. A lot of intensive work will be required to overcome the differences which naturally still exist at this stage in the process.
Despite this growing determination to take the nuclear talks to conclusion, Iran has been insisting that it's skeptical about the true intentions of the United States in the negotiations. And now, the latest remarks by American officials have provided enough proof that give credence to Iran's doubts.
We are approaching these talks seriously and with our eyes wide open. That's why, as we negotiate, we continue to enforce sanctions on Iran, not affected by the joint plan of action. Not just, incidentally, over its nuclear activities, but also because of its support for terrorism. And we will press the case on human rights and its record wherever we can.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the nuclear talks must continue, stressing, however, that this doesn't mean Iran will halt or even slow down its nuclear search activities. Ayatollah Khamenei says Iran's nuclear program is only an excuse for the U.S. to pressure Iran, but the real target is Iran's independence. He said even if Iran did not have a nuclear program, the West would seek another excuse, such as human rights, to put pressure on Iran. There are still serious challenges to the nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus one. Tehran has over the past few months showed that it's serious to resolve the nuclear dispute. The voluntary steps that the Islamic Republic took to build confidence with the P5 plus one testify this. Now, many may be expecting Washington to show some of its own goodwill gestures, but the current signs show that as Tehran becomes more cooperative, at least some U.S. officials seem to distance themselves further away from the negotiating table.